Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. In my last report, we were in the thick of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association's 96th Annual Convention and Trade Show in Minot. We wrapped that up last Friday and had a very successful and meaningful convention. Randy Schmidt of Rugby was re-elected president, Tim Erbley of Streeter was re-elected vice president, and in this listening area, Wayne Hepper of Fort Yates was re-elected a District 4 director. Also, Max Robison of Amadon was elected as a director in District 5, and Joe Mattis of Upham was elected as a director in District 6. The meat and potatoes of the convention, if you will, are the policy-making sessions. Members discussed and debated a host of issues, ranging from animal disease traceability to livestock risk protection. Among other resolutions, the state's cattle producers passed a series of policies related to streamlining livestock transportation rules, animal health, and federal taxes, reaffirmed their support for agricultural research and its funding, the option for physical delivery of live cattle and price discovery tools, and called for improved cellular phone service and postal service to support communication and business demands in rural areas. At the finale awards banquet, the organization paid tribute to some long-serving employees and outstanding members, including Steve Brooks of Bowman, who received the Stockman's highest honor, the Top Hand Award. In addition to his day-to-day work on his family's registered Angus cattle ranch and diversified farm, and in his local community, Steve has dedicated his career to support the broader cattle industry, taking the reins and leading organizations such as the NDSA, the North Dakota Beef Commission, the American Angus Association, and Certified Angus Beef, to name a few. Next year's convention moves to Bismarck and to a Thursday, Friday, Saturday format, September 24th through the 26th, 2026. Members can watch for a full recap of this year's convention in the November edition of the North Dakota Stockman magazine. But there's a lot going on between now and then, including next week's All Breeds Cattle Tour in the Steele area, October 6th and 7th. Registration begins at 7:30 a.m. Central Time each day, with a bus leaving from the Steele Inn and Suites at 8:15. This year's tour includes 12 breeders of Angus, Red Angus, and Simmental cattle. While pre-registration is not required, it is helpful for planning. So to do so and to get in for the $250 cash door prize, call Jade Koski, our Special Projects Director, at 223-2522. Finally, in other news, we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the catastrophic October 2024 wildfires that scorched nearly 120,000 acres, did millions of dollars of damage to pasture, fences, homes, buildings, and livestock, and tragically claimed two human lives. The NDSA and the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation, with the generosity and support of people and businesses from around the region, we're proud to be able to provide $1 million in direct relief to livestock producers and landowners who were the hardest hit through the Out of the Ashes Wildfire Disaster Program. We were also proud to be recognized for the organization's relief efforts as part of the 15-agency Unified Command Team that responded. The Unified Command received Governor Kelly Armstrong's and Lieutenant Governor Michelle Strinden's Roaming Bison Award for that effort at a special awards ceremony this week. We're grateful for the honor and to have had the chance to work alongside so many people dedicated to protecting the community and the state and bringing resources and relief to those who were impacted. It is prime fire season again this year. Check out the fire prevention tips available on the NDSU Extension websites. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more about us, check out our website at ndstockman.org. That's all for Stock Talk today. I hope you have a great Thursday.